We begin our study in the book of Hosea today. We begin in chapter 1, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. And so Hosea begins this book by telling his readers that this is the word of the Lord. It is God's authority that is behind every word in this book. This is the word of God. This is something that should be kept in mind whenever we read any portions of Scripture. It is not the word of man. It is the word of God, and therefore authoritative. Verse 2, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord." And so Hosea was given a very difficult assignment, actually, by God, as God's prophet and as God's servant. His life would be a picture of God and Israel. Israel had become unfaithful to God, and God saw that as being spiritual adultery. And so Hosea is to take a wife, and not a very good wife, and she would represent Israel. Verse 3, so he married Gomer, daughter of Debailim, and she conceived and bore him a son. She bore him a son, and so the first child belonged to Hosea and Gomer together. Verse 4, then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel." And Jezreel is what God named Hosea and Gomer's first son. Jezreel means God scatters. And so the name was a warning that God's wrath would soon be poured out on Israel and her king. Verse 5, in that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel. And so God says that he will break the power of Israel's military. She will not be able to prolong her security once God's judgment begins. Nothing that we can do, no help that we can receive from any man will be able to ward off God's punishment for our sins once it begins. Verse 6, Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer show love to the house of Israel, that I should at all forgive them." And so Lo-Ruhamah means not loved. God was announcing that he would stop showing love for his people Israel because of their blatant sin and their lack of repentance. Verse 7, yet I will show love to the house of Judah, and I will save them, not by bow, sword, or battle, or by horses and horsemen, but by the Lord their God. Judah was the southern kingdom of Israel. Now, whenever you read from this point on in Scripture about Israel, you think of the northern 10 tribes. Whenever you read Judah, that is the southern 2 tribes of Israel. Israel was split in two by a civil war, and Judah refers to the south, Israel refers to the north, and the south had not yet turned their back on God, and so God will spare them, unlike the fate of the northern portion of Israel. Verse 8, After she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, Gomer had another son. Now, it is significant that the last two sons born to Gomer are not said to be the sons of Hosea. Gomer was unfaithful to Hosea, even as Israel was unfaithful to God. So, Hosea, as the prophet of God, knows how God feels. Verse 9. Then the Lord said, "Call him Lo-ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God." Lo-ami means not my people. The contract between God and Israel has been broken because of their sin and their lack of repentance. They therefore can no longer count on God's protection. They are no longer his people. Verse 10. Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," they will be called the sons of the living God. And so God's punishment would only be for a limited time. He wasn't going to disown them forever. The punishment would be for a limited time. It would then be followed by a time of blessing once again. Verse 11, the people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited, and they will appoint one leader and will come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. And so, good news, a positive bit of news here at the end of this chapter. The children of Israel and the children of Judah, the split kingdom, will one day be united, talking about being united in the church of Jesus Christ. They will join the church and have one leader, Israel's Messiah and our Savior Jesus Christ. So God ends this first chapter with a message of hope for his wayward people. And we'll pick it up in chapter 2 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.